Nothing brings Americans together like free money. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We're getting free money, people, maybe $800 each, and we have this man to thank.
Getting money to low and moderate income people is good in the sense of getting bang for buck.
Ben Bernanke, nonpartisan Fed chairman, who says the key to preventing a worse economic slowdown is to hand out money, and not just to the usual corporations.
Because people who are low income or have few assets or find it difficult to borrow or more likely to spend the money in the near term, that has that benefit from the stimulus point of view.
Wow. Unabashed income redistribution. It's almost like having your own lobbyist. And Congress couldn't be more eager to follow his advice. Why? Because members, Republican and Democrat, found that everywhere they went in their districts, voters collared them and said, do something. And just like that, the debate over whether we should be on our own or whether we're all in this together has taken a backseat to a more pressing issue, incumbents needing to get reelected. So Congress is on the move. It's amazing what happens when people see that their 401ks lost 9% in 2 weeks. Somehow you don't care so much about ideology anymore. All you know is you worked two jobs to get it and now a chunk of it's missing. It turns out that when the crunch comes, the idea of an ownership society isn't quite so appealing. Once again, we learn the old lesson. When times are fat, you're on your own, Buster. Get the government off my back. But when times are lean, we're all in this together, singing Kumbaya with big government on lead guitar. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.